here's what we're going to do today. I got two sessions, a 20-minute session, and I have an hour session. So my 20-minute session is a review, and then we're having a Jeopardy game, and then we're going to have a break. Then I do my hour session, then they got something else. So it's going to be really good. Yes.
Okay.
So what I want you to do, if you're going to help me to review, okay? Lance, how many were here in the last mentoring session? Let me see. How many were not here? Let's see. Anybody were not here? Okay, Linda was not here. Okay, you weren't here? Okay, just two people weren't here. You remember what we finished off on? Turn to your notes. I need a microphone. Turn to your notes. You got your notes? Wait one minute. Okay, you got your notes? Can anybody tell me where we finished up at? Okay. Pardon me?
God hold us responsible for growing.
Yes, but the section, I'm talking primarily about the section that we were in. Yeah, what were we talking about?
Role of the leader.
The role of the leader. And in particular, what were we talking about?
I got leaders sometimes struggle with commitment because of workload.
No, the section. We were talking, sweetheart. Right here. I'm pointing at her. Seven. Right. That's what we were talking about. I went through on mine, page 2, I don't know what yours is, role of the leader, and it is leading versus managing. Remember that? That's what we were. And I gave you 7 contrasts between management and leadership. You got your notes? Okay. I want you to help me review. And you can anybody can volunteer, but I want you to come up, get the microphone, and help me to review. Anybody volunteers? Okay, come on up. Okay. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Will you take number 1? It's just 60 seconds. Just a minute. I want you to take number 1 and in your own, read what leadership is, and then in your own words, explain it. Does that make sense?
Wait,
I ain't finished. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to y'all?
Yes.
Okay. So you take 1, you take B of 1. In other words, leadership management 1. Does that make sense? Here's what I did.
Gotcha.
I gave you 7 contrasts. The leader, then the manager. 1, leader, manager. 2, leader, management. 3, okay, leader, management. Leader 2, management 2. Okay. 3, leader. 3, manager, Terry. 4, leader. 4. Yes. 5, leader Antoinette. 5, management Mike. 6. Okay, 6. 6, management. Yep. 7. Okay. 7. Is that it? You're going to give us a summary. Come up. You can say whatever you want to say. And then if you want to, you can call on anybody you want to. Got it? You can just call them off the spot, anybody you want to. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
My assignment is leadership, and leadership deals with casting the vision or keeping the vision before the people and making it clear and plain, and the keeping the mission in sight, making sure that people that the people that you're leading are in sight or keep they have the mission in front of them, so they make sure they have a clear vision of where they're going. So that's leadership.
So what do we mean by vision and mission? What does that mean? And I ain't talking about no definition, no deep definition. Okay, when you said keep it in front of them, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about making it clear that they understand where we're going.
Okay.
That's vision.
Okay.
And mission is the how-to of how we're going to carry that vision out.
Okay. So who's responsible for results?
I would say the results deals with the management is the leader is responsible for results, but the manager is...
Leaders are always responsible.
I am.
Leaders are always responsible for the results. I mean, it's a team effort, but ultimately the buck stops with the leader.
Gotcha.
Okay. Next.
Okay, versus management, which deals with establishing structures and systems to get those results. It focuses on things like cost-benefit analysis, logistics, methods, procedures, and policies. Basically, my first half left me, but anyway. On the management
side. He did what he did good. Yeah. You call on anybody else out there because you got a lot of other folk can help you.
Okay. On the management side, do you want me to first explain what that means to me?
Okay.
On the management side, leadership actually shows you, to sum it up, in my opinion, leadership will actually communicate and show you, while management primarily will deal with establishing the system or the process to get it done.
Okay.
So that's a summary in my opinion.
In your opinion. Yes, call on somebody else. That's good. Absolutely good. Just call on anybody you want.
My teammate Brenda smiling at me so pretty, so I'll call
so
on
So shout
Brenda.
It out, Brenda. What's your take on that? What's your take on that? I ain't got but 20 minutes, y'all. Y'all want listen. So your teammate want listening. You want listening.
You didn't Blaine. Thank you, Blaine, for volunteering. I appreciate you.
What I got is that the leadership is more strategic and the management is more tactical.
Okay. Explain that, because, see, sometimes we use terms, Blaine, that we know what it means, but sometimes you have other people. Tactical, what does that mean? Strategic, what does that mean?
Strategic is more big picture.
Okay.
More like the whole picture, and tactical is the details.
Okay.
How are you going to get to that big picture by hammering out the details?
Okay. Anybody else want to help with that one? Everything said has been good.
Chris.
I believe that leaders, when they push the vision out there, sometimes it's probably not carried out because they don't understand that you can have vision, but you may not know how to carry it out.
Gotcha.
And you need good people around you with different skills that can carry that vision out.
Gotcha.
That's good.
That's good.
Good.
Good. Yes, that's good.
Okay. For point number two, leadership deals with direction and getting to the next level. I interpret that to mean that the leader sets where we're going and what the next level will look like for us. I'm thinking of a road trip. You know, we plan a family road trip. Mom and Dad say, okay, kids, we're going to Orlando. And this is how we're going to Atlanta. We're going to go down through 20, 59, whatever. But the leader sets the direction of where we're going and what it looks like to reach that next level.
Okay. Is there anybody you want to call on? You feel satisfied with your answer? Because if you're not satisfied with your answer, because what you said was good, you can call on anybody there. And if they turn their head and look away from you, that's the one you want to really call on.
Does anybody want to volunteer to add?
No, don't ask them to volunteer.
Okay, okay. Minister Naomi?
Actually, I think you did a very good job.
You know what? I knew you were going to say that. She want to help.
Miss Judy.
That was really good, and it drew a picture for us. But if you were talking to children, you wouldn't tell them 2059 is the road. You would tell them where your destination was going to be, and then they would get the picture.
Okay, good. Thank you. So the first one, leaders deals with vision, with keeping the mission in sight and results, and management deals with the structures and the processes and the procedures of how we're going to do it. Leadership number two deals with direction and getting to the next level, and management deals with
speed and execution. And what that means is that while the leader sets the direction, the management component of that is determining the processes, the procedures, and everything that's going to bring the efficiency in how we're going to get that function done, how quickly we'll get to our success.
How do they determine speed, though?
They determine speed by pulling together all of the available resources, the people, the materials, measuring the goals and prioritizing.
Because people and resources and all that determine how quick you can get things done.
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Next. Good. Did you want to call anybody? If you're not, we'll...
Sharon Nita. I
was thinking about Michelle's example when she was saying about the destination, we're going to a particular place as the parents. And when it said here, the management deals with speed and execution of the plan. When you're researching and you're trying to determine what you're going to use to help us get there faster, that could be a plane, a car, or what have you. Then you can flip, going back to the leadership aspect of it, saying depending on how fast you want to get there, this is the amount that you're going to have to put behind that, because airfare and cars, you know, whether you're driving versus airfare is totally different in price. So depending on how fast you want to get there, as the leader in that, I have to determine, you know, what type of resources I want to put behind that in order to get us there faster.
I think that's a good point. I think that's a great point.
Okay, I have number three. Leadership focuses on the top line. In other words, a leader distributes to the people what the values are, the purpose, and the correct principles. I have an example in my mind, but I don't want to get over into the management side, and I kind of have to do it to do that. So you want to go ahead and say your part, and then I'll... Okay.
The management side of three is focusing on the bottom line, and that's basically... you know, getting the resources together for a particular objective or initiative.
Okay, give me an illustration.
Which would include, let's say, am I going
to get... Oh, and by the way, I wanted to mention that dance was wonderful, wasn't it? Yeah. Anna Terry did a good job. So use that illustration, use that.
Great, because I was going to.
Okay.
For example, let's say if we have a production or a piece coming up, the overall goal, for example, like Pastor Miriam mentioned, is to look at the principles, the purpose of why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Our purpose for doing that was to really paint a picture to people, to the congregants, to the attendees of, you know, the thing, well, the overall message that you're on now, which is being productive and having a fruitful life. And I think there was a part where you mentioned about the seed, that God gives a seed first. So that was the overall principle. That was the thing that we wanted to communicate.
No, what was the management side?
The management side? Okay, so the management side, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, sorry.
Okay.
The management side was to gather together the dancers, the costuming. Like, it's the resources that we need to pull together what the leader is trying to convey.
Does everybody understand that? Okay, yes.
And I was going to use the example of Jesus when he fed the 5,000. Pretty much he gave the values to the disciples. He let them know these people have been following us for 3 days. They're hungry. We need to feed them. But then he also showed his management style by showing the disciples how to break them up into groups and how to get it done with the details of the matter. So,
why is the purpose and value side important?
Because...
Okay, use the bridge.
Okay. Why is it important for us to understand the value of the bridge? We have to understand what the goal of the bridge is, connecting the community, basically the world, to the church. If we don't understand that and we start getting into this, the details of doing day-to-day activities, then we'll lose focus of the big picture and we won't really minister to people. We'll just be doing stuff.
And it's possible to do something and totally miss the value and the purpose of it. I mean, you can totally lose sight, and I think the bridge is a classic illustration because we call it a bridge. We can end up having activities that are not bridging. You know, we can do things and totally lose sight of the purpose. So whoever the leader is critical that the leader keep the purpose in front of the people, the values in front of, and then the principles of how we're going to function. For example, if we said that, you know, years ago I made a commitment that I was not going to ever try to get members to get involved with products and stuff. I've had members come to me and say, well, Pastor, if you can get all the members to take us a phone card, then we'll give the church 10% and the members can get a discount on it and all that. And so I made a commitment that I would never use my position in order to get members to do anything. If it's tithing or giving or serving and it's scriptural based, but I would never use my authority to influence people to get products or whatever. That's principles. In other words, that's a principle. And so every leader has to have certain principles of how we're going to operate. We're not going to have kickbacks. We're not going to do anything under the table. We're not going to steal. See, these are principles. These are values that we're going to operate on. And it's the leader's job to make sure that everybody knows what those values are. Good. Next. Is that four? Number four. Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have number four, effectiveness achieving, the leadership portion of number four, effectiveness achieving the right results. Piggybacking on what Pastor just alluded to in terms of purpose, the leader's responsibility is to keep the effectiveness of what we're doing before the people, measuring the results based on the vision that we're doing, the mission that we're achieving. Looking at the climate, is the climate conducive to us getting the effective results, the momentum that's involved, inspiring and evaluating, are we doing what it takes to get the effectiveness of what we're trying to do, the big picture of it.
Anybody else you want to call on?
Let me see. No, I don't see anybody.
Nobody?
Okay. I was going to pick on something. Okay. No, y'all know something, but
anybody want to say anything
down
before
I come?
Anybody want to say anything before I come in on it? Okay. Effectiveness, absolutely correct what you said. Effectiveness has to do with getting the right results. I read somewhere, somebody used the illustration about the man climbing the ladder to success, got to the top of the ladder and realized that the ladder was leaning against the wrong building. So it's possible to get somewhere and not get the right results. Effectiveness has to do with the right results. What's the management part of that?
The management part is efficiency, producing results with minimal waste and effort. I think about whatever it is that you're doing, how can we do it in a way that we haven't spent millions of dollars to do it? Have we utilized the people? Have we looked at volunteers versus hiring? Have we looked at all of the resources we have versus going out buying new things? How can we get it done without wasting time, energy, and effort? And if someone's good at something, instead of me spending all night thinking about it, trying to rack my brain, call the person who knows how to do it, let them tell you how to do it, get it done,
right.
That kind of thing.
Efficiency is really wise if operating in wisdom. You know, a lot of times we can do something, but it was a better way to do it. And you could spend a lot of time doing stuff. You could spend a lot of money doing something. You can hire somebody and already got somebody that could do the same thing. So you can end up wasting resources. Good. Good. Five. Leadership, then management.
Kevin wanted to.
You know, efficiency is something we usually have the picture in our head of doing as less and getting more. And unfortunately, if we don't think that through, there's a deception that can come that we do the least to get the most. In certain processes, it may take spending more to get a result that will keep you from spending more down the road.
Right.
So there's a B-side, if you will, to that efficiency. We often think of the least, where sometimes a larger investment can prevent you from waste down the road.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my description of it, I said producing results with minimum of waste or minimum of effort, whatever that involved. And I think the principle that to me what you're saying is I can buy a pair of cheap shoes for $50, or I can spend $500 on some shoes. And somebody said, well, that's too extravagant, the $500. But if I have to buy shoes every other month because I spent $50 on the shoes, then I'm still wasting resources. It would have been better to get a better product that would have lasted than to get some cheap thing, because I call it efficiency, and I think that's what you're saying. Yes.
Good morning, team. Good morning. Mine was number five. Leadership is primarily people work. The way I see that is that you need to have relationships with the people that you're working with, that you need to care about them, that you need to put their needs before the task. But in order to actually know the people, you actually need to have some type of a relationship with them. You can't just call them up and have them do things for you and then not know about their family, not know about what's going on with them. So leadership is all about the working with the people and not necessarily the task.
What's the management side, Mike?
The management side is the opposite. Management deals with paperwork. So like someone else said, that's managing efficiency, managing systems, that's the budget reports, the vacation requests, the managing the policies that are governing the people. And they go together because it's possible to have a great relationship with the people and not get work done or get it done outside of policies or budget or whatever. But then it's also possible to get the work done, but the people who got the work done were worse off as a result of it.
When, in looking at this one here, people work versus paperwork, can you see the value of having both? Can't you see that it's not an either or? And sometimes we can major on one side and fail on the other side. And if we fail on the other side, ultimately the project, if we fail on either side of this, we're going to still have some challenges. Would you agree with that? So if we got all the systems and all the stuff and all the reports and all that, but this person over here is struggling, this work over here is struggling, the climate is terrible over here, then you're still going to have minimum results. Good. Number six.
I had the first part. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I had the first part. Leadership is about the people. My opinion of that is that if you don't have the people, then you can't get the task done.
Gotcha.
So people need to know that you care about them. And once people know that you care, you can get any task done that is possible. And I've experienced that over the years that I've been here. I have a great love for people. I didn't have to know everything, but people that I knew that knew how to get it done because I cared for them, because I showed concern about them, you got the task done because I put them first.
Is there, it? Okay, I'll let you go and then I'm gonna ask a question. Because this sounds just like the other one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm number six. Management is about the work. To me, what that means is you can have the people, the initial thing is to get the right people in the right places, so get the right people on the bus. Well, the management aspect of that is determining the different skills and giftings that those people have. So not only do you have the right people, you have them in the right areas.
Good. Well, you know, he just answered my question. He answered my question because the number five, it sounds just the same, doesn't it? But the way they approached it was relationships. I think Antoinette was talking about relationships. And then Michael was talking about the paperwork side of it and the reports and all that. And then this sounds almost the same, doesn't it? But I think, did anybody see the difference when Cortland said what he said? Okay, what's the difference? Y'all shaking your head. What was the, did anybody see the, Deborah?
Michael K. was in his, he talked about the paperwork, getting all the reports in and managing the people, whatever. But Cortland was more about, let's get the right people. Let's look at their skills, get the right people in the right place on the bus so we can then have results. So he focused more on getting the right people with the right skills in the right place.
So did you see the difference?
Yes.
Okay. Stand up, Antoinette. Stand up, Mike. Now, we had two sound a lot alike, right? And what Dale summarized was the truth, but I want to make sure that y'all understand the difference. When Antoinette was talking, she was talking about relationships, and Connie emphasized that relational part of it, right? Relating to the people, and that's what Connie was talking about, relating to the people, right? That's one side of it, right? Another side of the people side is getting the right people. Mm-hmm. See the difference? We're not talking about relating to the people, but we're talking about getting the right people.
Right.
Shake your head if you understand that.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Huh?
It's more so mobilizing versus the actual work itself.
Yeah, it's mobilizing, it's selecting, choosing, and he said getting the right people on the bus. Right people on the bus. Yes.
Would there also incorporate
training people too? Not yet. Yes.
Well, my question is, I was thinking, in order to get the right people on the bus, that would not be a management call. That would be a leader's call.
No, so see, I'm separating it.
Okay.
All we're talking about is the two sides of it.
Okay.
We got a leadership side, and we got a management side.
Okay.
And we had two, number five and number six, that sound just alike.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying the leadership side and number five is different from the leadership side on number six. The management side on number five is different than the management side on number six. Did y'all follow me there? Okay. So we're talking about the leadership, we're talking about the leadership side on number five had to do with the people and relating relationships. Does that make sense?
And Connie came in and talked also about the relationships relating to those people. Connie said you can get anything done if you relate properly to the people, right? That's one side, right? Now, when we look at number six, the leadership side of number six also dealt with people. But it wasn't dealing with relating to people. It was dealing with getting the right people. Because you got to work through people. You got to get the right people. Because you can have the wrong people doing something. And that's a leadership. That's a leadership thing of thinking through who are the right people to get the job done. Right? Okay. Then there's a management side for number five. And Mike talked about reports, processes, and all that, right? That was a management side. But when you get over to the number six, there was a management side that related to work. And then Cortland brought up the fact that now we got to get the skill sets and make sure that the skill sets, I think that's where the training comes in under that part of the management side. Does that make sense to y'all? Y'all got a glazed look on y'all face. All I did was take what they said and make sure you know the difference because they sound like it's the same thing. Yes.
Because one side on five dealt with.
Well, that's why I brought up Connie said that basically what.
Yeah, but my point is I thought the people side on Connie's would be a little different in that on her side, on number five, she's dealing with caring about people. You know, my children, what's happening in my life. That's a whole side. That's another side of caring about me and caring about people. On Connie's side, I guess I thought it was about caring about me as it relates to where I want to go in life. And there's two sides to caring about people, I thought.
I think that still go Antoinette.
You still, okay.
See, the bottom line, I was saying Connie and Antoinette were basically saying the same thing. It is different, but Cortland brought up something else. In his explanation of the management side, he talked about getting the right people on the bus. I'm saying that that's really Cunnis. Right? Then he went from getting the right people on the bus to the
skills
and abilities and making sure that the right skills are in place, and that's a management side. You see what I'm saying? So what I was saying is Connie actually reiterated something that Antoinette said. Does that make sense to everybody? Is it confusing?
On number five, you're dealing with the relationship, the caring about folks versus
yeah.
the task.
Yeah.
But then on this other one, is the leadership side, the identifying the right people, like it's the actual personnel side. I need this person. And I'm trying to get clear, the management side of that, that's the training side is what you're saying?
Part of it's training. Part of it is training. Making sure that the skill sets are right. Yes. You want to help us, Vice President?
No. I agree with you. Part of the difference between what Cortland and I were saying, he kind of emphasized the skill. He emphasized the skill part of it. I heard John Maxwell say, and mine was dealing more with processes. And getting the paperwork and policies or whatever, he said that it's possible if the task is to climb a tree.
Mm-hmm.
He said that you can have a horse, you can have a policy that kind of outlines we're going to climb a tree and here's when we're going to climb the tree, and you can have a horse that's trying to climb a tree and actually get the result of climbing the tree, but a horse wasn't designed to climb trees. Horses were designed to run, and so mine more so dealt with the policies, making sure that they were aligned to get the results.
Mm-hmm.
Cortland's more so dealt with if we're trying to climb trees, making sure that we have squirrels.
Right, rather than horses.
Rather than horses.
Excellent. Did y'all get that? Thank you, Michael. That's what I Thank you. That's exactly what I was saying. It's a different thing. Good job, y'all. Number seven.
Good morning. I have number seven. Leadership has a long-term impact in mind. What that states is, leadership is looking at not how it's going to affect us tomorrow or next week, but for generations to come. It's more of a legacy type mentality.
Excellent. Now, that's deep. That's deep, because leadership should establish legacy. Not just what happens next week or next month. When leaders leave, something should be left. If a leader leaves and nothing is left, then that wasn't good leadership. See, if I go off the scene for teaching purpose only, Pastor Mike, go off the scene, and Faith Chapel just fizzle out. I mean, just no nothing. Then that wasn't really good leadership. That was something that was built around a personality. And it's long term. Is leaving a legacy in terms of organization, but it's also leaving a legacy in terms of people. When I go off the scene and Mike takes it to a whole nother level or do something, I'm still there, see? I'm still there. So the legacy has to do with handing it down. And a leader has to be big picture minded, futuristic. Futuristic. I think that was excellent. Yes.
Mine is management, and it says management has short-term goals in mind. And when I think about that, I'm thinking about usually they're trying to get their projects at the time accomplished. They may be focused on where we are now and not always focused on where we're trying to go. They're just trying to get the projects at that time completed.
Now, do anyone see the connection between why both of those are important? Okay, tell me why what Vi said is important to Vantha. Yes.
If you're as a leader always thinking about the future and what's going to go on in 5 years or 10 years, you don't actually get anything done now.
And you won't have a legacy.
Right.
Hey, listen, you won't have a legacy. So you need the two. You need the leader who has the future in mind and not just thinking about right now, but you need the manager. Though making the short-term goals, the things that you need done now, because it's doing what you do now that establishes your legacy. Does that make sense? I think I had somebody to summarize. Who was that, Sharon? Sharon, come on, summarize. And good job. I think y'all did great. Give yourself a good hand.
Okay, to summarize, basically, the leader has the vision, pretty much where are we going, what the destination is. The leader also provides role clarity, so the decisions can be made. The leader also provides resources, whether it's human resources or any type, computers, whatever. And also facilitates teaming and team building. The management side of it is more of assigning tasks, the steps to get there, the processes that will be put in place, the assessments that have to be made, provides timelines in order to get to that destination that that leader has said we're going.
Good, 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 good job, good job. Did y'all get anything out of that part? A couple of things that I, were you finna say something, Deb? A couple of things that I look for in is initiative, because leaders take the initiative. I also look for listening. Leaders listen, because I want to see whether you wrote the things down that I said that you were supposed to write down. And then communicating. I think leaders have to be able to communicate. If you can't communicate, and a part of communicating is just standing up here a lot of times, just standing up here. And I like to see you put more pressure on yourself. If this is not your comfort zone, if this is not your comfort zone, I would like to see you put pressure on yourself, because you're never going to get comfortable doing something that you don't do. You can pray about it all you want, or you can fast about it all you want, but you're never going to get comfortable until you do what you're uncomfortable doing. So I would like to see you put a little more pressure on yourself to do what you don't feel comfortable doing, okay? And this is the best setting for it, because this setting is not designed to embarrass you, but you have to put yourself in some positions that are uncomfortable. And you got to take the initiative to do it. It can't be somebody just calling on you. You just got to take the initiative, or you're never going to stretch yourself. And I'm talking to several of you right now, several of you right now, that I know it'd be much comfortable for you to sit in that seat, and if I don't call on you, you're never going to say nothing. I'm just saying, I can't make you be a leader. I can't make you be one. We can provide an environment for you to develop and grow, but I can't make you be one. And so a part of it is you taking the initiative and you putting yourself in a position that you're not as comfortable with. Melinda?